Welcome back to Dakota Midday. I'm Lori Walsh. Thanks for listening. Kathy Newcomb and Dan Muller are part of a community of photographers called Through the Lens. They practice Visio Divina, an ancient-sounding prayer technique with a contemporary twist. They join us today from Sioux Falls. Kathy Newcomb, welcome to Dakota Midday.
Thank you for having me, Lori.
Dan Muller, thank you for being here as well.
Hi, this is Dan.
Kathy, let's start with you. It's Monday. People are headed back to business after the break. They're busy, but you say photography can be a way to slow down. Do you want to elaborate on that?
Today is a perfect example of slowing down. If you were driving in Sioux Falls today, the splendor of the frosted trees had to make you at least pause for a moment and take in the glory about you. Visio Divina is about stopping to smell the roses, to take that time in your drive to notice the beauty around you.
And we'll throw a little safety tip out there, because I was driving to the studios in Vermilion and wanted to get out of the car and sit by the road, but that's not the best plan, right?
It is not. Nor is photographing
while you're driving. We've gotten that out of the way. Don't do this while you drive. So give us an idea of how you first encountered, Kathy, the term Visio Divina, and found out what that meant.
Okay. I learned of the term Visio Divina through a book called Eyes of the Heart, a book about contemplative photography. And the author of that, Christine Paintner, explains about Visio Divina being sacred seeing. Usually you hear in worship circles the term Lectio Divina, and that they refer to as sacred reading. So when you read a text, you read it very slowly and thoughtfully. We are going to do the same thing, only visually, with photographs.
And so you're a professional photographer by trade, correct?
That is correct. But in our community, we have people of varying levels of photography skills as well as equipment that they use.
So let's we'll go to Dan in just a minute. But tell me first, Kathy, about this community, because I understand that you started it or got it started. Tell us a little bit about Through the Lens as a community.
Through the Lens as a community is a group of photographers, like I said, not all of them are professional photographers, but people who like to use their cameras to photograph the world about them. So like-minded photographers gather together to use their cameras to connect with God visually. So taking two loves, their love of God or interest in being spiritual, and their love of photography, to connect those two together.
Do you meet inside a church? Is this a church-based organization?
While we are a faith-based organization, we are we do not meet inside a church as one would consider a church with a steeple. We actually meet at the downtown Sioux Falls in the Queen City Bakery. So there's food, there's fellowship, and there's faith going on inside a bakery.
Dan, you want to give us an idea of how you kind of came across this idea and what drew you to it?
Yes, I actually was a member of a group that was doing theology and spiritual study, and a friend of Kathy's knew that I was interested in photography, so she gave me the card. And I knew I'd be interested because anything spiritual-based, I'm interested in, whether it be the art of music, the art of seeing, and anything that I can hear or see is of interest to me when it pertains to spirituality. So I went to the group, and that's how I met Kathy and the group.
Was the process very unusual for you? Was it a new thing, Dan? Did you have any challenges to overcome?
I don't think so, because for me, photography, like Kathy said, has taught me to see things that I do not think I would see otherwise, because it helps me to focus on the things around me You mentioned the weather this morning.
Mm-hmm.
About an hour ago, I said, I need to get out before this stuff starts to melt. So I took my camera out, and I knew I needed to get out this morning right away because I was frustrated working on my computer, and it actually gave me a break. Mm-hmm. And so here I got out to actually see some absolutely fantastic art created by God. We took a lot of photos this morning. So,
Kathy, would you walk us through the process? You get together, you meet, and then what happens during a meeting?
So we gather together, and every month we have a theme that we are focusing on. This theme in January is warmth. So we will talk about warmth as it is portrayed visually with our cameras, but we will also talk about warmth spiritually. What does that mean as the warmth of our soul, giving warmth to other people in need, and then tying those two together. After we have kind of a general focusing discussion, and I do call it a discussion, it's not just me lecturing to people. Our discussions are interactive. We give our opinions and our ideas and share them around the table. After that, we take about 20 minutes to 30 minutes and wander off on our own with our cameras to photograph something that may pertain to our lesson for the day. Sometimes they're challenging, and sometimes they're a little less challenging, depending on what our theme is. And then we come back and have a little show and tell, and that's where some great insight happens in our community, where people talk about the lesson and then talk about what their expectations were maybe as they went out with their cameras, and then what they received through the lens of their camera and brought back to share. And some of it is very insightful, thought-provoking, and weighs heavily on your heart sometimes as you take that away with you.
Dan, I'm wondering if you were not a faith-based person or not interested in the spiritual exploration, can you learn about photography through this more contemplative process as well, just as an art?
Oh, I think so. You know, it's teaching you the art of seeing, and whether that's from a believer's perspective or a spiritual perspective, I think all people have a sense of being able to see something, whether they come from a Christian or whatever background. I don't think that matters. It teaches a person to see better, whether that's, you know, related to their spiritual background or not. I think a program like this can be helpful. And not only that, once they get involved, perhaps their perception of life might change by how they're touched by the other people in the group and what they bring back and share with the group. So, yeah, we've had examples of that already where people who have come to our group, I believe, who we've met on the street, and, you know, it's been very interesting.
How has it changed you as a photographer, Dan?
For me, I am a loner by nature. So for me to get involved in groups is always a challenge. I'm always full of fear. The biggest benefit for me, quite honestly, has been meeting other people who are also interested in the same things that I am interested in. And when you find that you have a commonality with another human being, that brings you much closer together. And I do believe life is about relationships, not only our vertical relationship with our Creator, whoever you may deem that to be, but also our horizontal relationships with the people that we meet in this life. I think both are needed.
Kathy, how has it changed you as a photographer or as a spiritual leader?
It has changed me in both ways. When I started this journey, I did not intend to be a spiritual leader. I did not, that was not a job or a career goal of mine, is to be a pastor or a preacher. I consider myself a partner, and I consider the people that are walking along this journey with me to be just that, friends that are kind of muddling through life together. No one has the right answers, and it's good to walk with friends. As a photographer, it's always great to have time to practice, and that's what this community does for me. It gives me some intentional time to practice my photography skills, whereas I otherwise might say, oh, I don't have time for this, something else is more important, and it gets pushed to the wayside. So that has been grand. And to be working with other photographers to get information from them and tips and tricks. Dan and I collaborate oftentimes on what works and what doesn't and how did you do that, and let me try that too.
So I know, Dan, you were outside today. Kathy, you've probably either already been out or are going out because of the, like we mentioned, the frost on the trees. Do you have any winter photography tips that you'd like to share about taking that equipment outside?
Go ahead, Kathy, if you've got them.
I have one small little tip, and it has to do not only with winter, but with summer humidity, too. Often if you take a Ziploc plastic bag and put your camera in it, when you are done with your photographic journey and you're coming back inside to where it's warmer, so that your lens doesn't accumulate condensation, if you put it in that Ziploc bag before you head back into someplace, it will keep that condensation off of your camera.
There you go. Good to know. How can how can people get involved with this group? Is it just a Sioux Falls location?
Currently, we meet physically only in Sioux Falls, but we have a Facebook presence where people are able to see what the themes are and share their images on Facebook at Through the Lens Community. And the people that are following us that way are nationwide. We have people all across in many different states that are following us and watching what we are doing and hopefully following along in their own cities. In Sioux Falls, we meet on the second Sunday of every month downtown at the Queen City Bakery from 12:30 to 2:30. And anyone is welcome to just show up on a Sunday and join us.
Kathy Newcomb and Dan Muller, thank you, Kathy, first, for joining us today.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
And Dan, thank you as well for being available.
You bet. Thank you for inviting me.
And we'll put a link up to that website on our website, sdpb.org/DakotaMidday. That was Kathy Newcomb, Dan Muller, photographers with Through the Lens Worshiping Community.